It's the Afternoon Jams family, and of course, census time in effect. The deadline is coming up on September the 30th, and I wanted to get a celebrity on the phone line today to talk about the census relevant to Muskegon and Muskegon Heights. And, hey, it don't get no bigger than this, family. Mickey Wallace on the phone line. Mickey, how you doing today, brother?
Man, the intros are ginormous. I hope to live up. I really hope to live up to that intro, PA. I'm doing better than good, brother. How about yourself?
Same here, brother. Same here, man. You been safe during the COVID-19, this whole pandemic thing? Man,
all is well. I've been quarantining. God is good, man. We're able to work from home. So pretty much since it started, I've been able to serve the community from my home, which obviously minimizes a lot of the contact. But I'm still out in the community, man. I mask up and go out and serve our people, man. So
that's good.
Blessed to be stressed.
Now, you still got that workout routine going on?
Man, I'm trying to keep up with you, man. Nah. You going to let me use that membership card again? I need your membership card. I just fell off, man. My workout these days consists of going up and down these stairs, man. I do a couple toe-ups every now and again, but...
That's good. So you're part of the census team for this round of census, which is good, man. I don't know if they could have found a better person who know the African American community, you know, like you do, who can probably energize, you know, some folks and get them to respond. And I wanted to touch base with you to see how is Muskegon and Muskegon Heights doing on this census count. You know, we got less than a month to go.
Less than, it's September 30th, as you said in the intro, PA. That is the deadline that the state of Michigan has for getting this thing done. And so far, currently, we're looking at about 64% of Muskegon households compared to 2000. So just remember, you know, every 10 years, Muskegon, the census is held, and with it comes so much opportunity if we can get it right. So if we look at currently for Muskegon, we're at about 64% and increasing compared to 2010 at this point in time, we were looking at about 65% who had already completed it. Our primary concern, so we're looking at our brothers and sisters for the city of Muskegon Heights, so where we're looking at less than 52% roughly right now compared to this snapshot in time in 2010. We were doing about 58%. So we really want to get counted.
Man, that's crazy. You know what? This thing was so simple for me. It took a couple minutes to get done and stand in two states. Had to complete two, except when I was only counted for Muskegon. So Muskegon got their money, you know what I mean? For me.
I know you ain't counted, but you can't do that.
That would have been cool, man.
But yeah, that's a big part of it, man. Just like you said, you're savvy because you're in that loop of knowing, you know, and when that information comes across your email or your text or you see a yard sign, your brain goes, oh yeah, I need to make that happen. A lot of the times we suffer financially because of lack of information or lack of understanding of the significance of this census.
Right. And as a radio station, we benefit from having an increase in population. Of course, the more people that's in Muskegon, the more people we can reach, the more money we can charge for advertising. You know, and we know there's a, and for our clients, it's more buying power. You know, so it's relevant. You know, it's relevant in so many different areas, man. So definitely we want folks to respond to the census. Now, what do you attribute to the decline of the African American households participating in the census?
You know, PA, you know as well as I do, man, you've been serving this community for as long as I've been alive, man. And it comes down to that trust factor, that buy-in of that my community is, I'm a part of the community versus I just live here for a time or I'm passing through. Or, you know, when we don't see ourselves in our community, when we don't see the trajectory, it's hard to foster that trust in our local politicians and our processes. And that local disdain translates into a statewide disdain and governmental disdain, right? So we just don't trust that anything's going to change. It's like we're registered to vote. It's not that we can't. It's not that we don't have homes or we're renting, because everybody should fill out the census, whether you're a homeowner or a renter or you live in with somebody. Don't matter. You still need to be counted. But when it comes down to it, that biggest question of what is it going to do for me? What is it going to do for our community? So that goes right back to what? That lack of information or understanding of the significance.
Right. Right. And to people listening, they're saying, well, are those valid concerns? Is that real? I mean,
let's look at it like this, man. We all remember count day at school. I mean, it happens at every school year. And, you know, they pull out the stops for count day, right? You don't get no homework on count day. They gonna give you cookies at the door. They will come pick you up, knock on your door. But what's the significance, PA, to the community for count day for the schools? What's that significance?
That money, $7,500 per kid.
There you go. That's the significance. Is, are those concerns valid? Yeah, the concerns, the trust issues are valid, because we are still overcoming systemic racism. We're still overcoming implicit bias. We're still overcoming, a white supremacist society that we still have to function in as people of color. However, there are guards in place like the census that help us to get those monies that we need for our communities where we say we're suffering at. So it's kind of like that cyclical effect of, if my community's impoverished and I don't go register to be a part of the census, my community then gets less money to fight the poverty, to fight the blight, to fight the streets, to fight the cleanup, healthcare programs. You know, you go down the list. The census impacts us on all levels. So whether you're a small business owner and you operating out of your home and you got your LLC for the first time, or whether you have a brick and mortar, it impacts you. Whether you're an elder and, you know, you're on governmental assistance, or whether you're a younger person on governmental assistance, or whether you're an infant, it has portions in there that impact us all, because every 10 years, PA, there's a big old bucket of money. And the state, the federal government goes, how do we disperse this bucket of money? And right. If we're not being counted for in Muskegon and Muskegon Heights, we get less of that money.
Wow. Great analogy. Now, some of the concerns that some of the people might have is that what is the government going to do with this data? I mean, they find out, that Juju is staying here, or, are they going to come looking for us? Or what if I got somebody who's out of status? They don't have a legal immigration status. Do they take this information and send it over to ICE? And next thing you know, my dad or uncle is deported.
Correct. Very valid concern. And again, if you Juju, a boo-boo, a CC, a BB, you still need to be registered for the census, because every person that gets counted represents money that's coming into our community. So if Juju is staying in your basement and he don't have a plan to move out, but, you know, that's his abode, then you will add that person on. The good thing about the census is that the government can only use, you know, the data to produce statistics. So let's say, you know, Sarah has a felony for a vehicular something. It's right. Not going to come after Sarah, because it's not specific to her own information. It's literally going off of the count that is in your home. So if PA is, you know, you got a good heart, man, and you let people live with you, you need to count them five people that you Airbnb in your house to when you out of Michigan, okay?
Right.
they need to be counted. But no, as far as child support, fines and infractions, felonies, misdemeanors, any types of, you know, violations that may be on your mind, Muskegon, Muskegon Heights, about I can't do this census because they'll find this out, what have you, back child support included, doesn't matter. The government can only use census responses to produce statistics. It cannot be used against anybody. So I just want to read that verbatim. That is in writing. That is in the census bylaws. You can look it up yourself. But don't worry about that portion, because it's not a factor when it comes to this. Just like that, let's go back to the school analogy, PA. At school, they didn't care whether you was an A student or a D student. They didn't care if you was already suspended or not. When count day came, wanted you at school. They wanted you at school. They didn't care if you was the kid that cussed out the teacher or cussed out the school bus driver. Shout out to our school bus driver.
That's right.
They take a lot.
First responders, right there.
It didn't matter. Because it was about that count. It was about getting those resources to be able to provide a better outcome for the community. And that's what we need, especially to our family in Muskegon Heights. Y'all know we need that money. Our roads, our infrastructure, our schools, our healthcare programs, you run right down the line, we consistently get left out because we are underrepresented. We got to stand up for ourselves.
That should be like the tagline right there. You want these streets fixed, Muskegon Heights? Respond to the census.
Put that on the billboard. Census 2020, census.gov. Yeah, exactly. Put that on the billboard. Out of these potholes, register for the census.
There you go. What kind of questions?
Keeping in mind.
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say, keeping in mind that Muskegon, just like your household, you want to change something in your home. Seldom do those things happen overnight. When we look at our community, look at it like a house. We got to get this money in before we can start doing bigger things.
Right.
Once we get the money in, we can hold our officials that much more accountable to the money that we have in. Right?
Right.
So
right.
It's really about getting counted. Go ahead. Right.
Now, what kind of questions are on the census?
Oh my God. So, you know, initially I've heard people, PA, say, you know, they thought they was about to have to take multiple choice, trigonometry questions, you know, they was going to have to get a naturalization pass or something. It's really simple. There's only a few questions. Name, age, gender, ethnicity, race. Check this one out. Number of people in the household. So if I'm filling it out for my household, it's only asking for my information as the completer of that document, as the executor of that document. Everybody else in my household will just be counted.
Okay.
So anyone additional in your household as of April 1st, or if you own or rent a home, and your phone number for follow-ups.
That's it. That's simple. So they don't even get Juju named then.
Nope. And now if Juju owned the home, then Juju needs to be filling out the census.
Okay.
We got some other resources for Juju with the county and with the city that we can help them out with. But again, even those services, a lot of the time, are contingent upon these very same dollars. So when we're talking about expungement clinics and all these other things, all those funds come from somewhere, everybody, right?
Right.
None of that just pops out of the air. So if we're not getting census money, that means the money for other programs that we tell our officials that we want, that money has to come from somewhere. And if we're not getting it from census, that means we're going to get taxed on another area. So we gotta be diligent in filling out this census.
I know how to get people to fill it out, Mickey. You know, there's another CARES Act check about to pop out. You know what I mean? About to come out. And if you want to get that check, you gotta have your census completed.
Look, man, here's what I found out. I haven't been on social media probably since the pandemic started, man. I have no social media. But at the time where I was completing these accounts, I gave up more information for these social media accounts that I gave up for the census.
Facts.
I'm going to be flat out with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to be flat out with you. I gave up more information for Instagram and Snapchat than I did for the census.
You're right, because you're giving up location. They get access to your pictures. Yeah, we got to worry about Google and Facebook.
I doubt anybody on Facebook has read the actual terms and agreements for usage. The ones for the census are way more simple.
Yeah.
Way more simple.
They're not eavesdropping on your conversation.
Not at all.
So
we're actually trying to help people have more conversations. Go ahead.
Right. So no questions about if you owe child support or been incarcerated. None of that crazy stuff.
Do you have three former maiden names? Do you have children out of wedlock? None of that is on there, man. Were you currently a woman in your past life? It doesn't matter, PA. We need our residents counted, especially for the city of Muskegon Heights. We need that count to go up. And here's the thing. if you don't want somebody to come knock on your door between now and the end of the month talking about have you registered for the census, you should go ahead and do it on your own, because keep in mind that there is a report that continues to rotate on households that have yet to be registered. So when they're coming to your door, it's because that address has yet to have any registered citizens for the census 2020.
So if you don't want nobody knocking at your door, fill this thing out. Now, there are several ways you can get it done. It's a lot easier now than it was back when I was a kid. You know, you only had like one or two ways. There are several ways to do this thing now. Fill them out, right?
PA, don't say it like that. You said it like you had to write your name on a stone tablet and give it to Moses.
Give it to Moses, man. Give it to the bird. Bird fly back.
You're not that old, man. But there are multiple ways. And obviously for our, you know, the current climate that we're living in the midst of this pandemic, we want to try to minimize the contact as much as we can, you know, people coming to and from your door. So that's another reason to keep people from knocking on your door. You know, you want to keep the contact down. So you can go to my2020census.gov and you can fill it out yourself. my2020census.gov. You can fill it out there. If you have a bilingual type of situation where you need an interpreter, we can help you as well on that same website with access to the phone number. And you can do it from your phone, laptop, desktop, really don't matter, PA. It's all safe and secure as long as you go to that site.
Now, how do you think we can create this little buzz, man, and have the census trending for this last month? How can we make it a hot topic within the Black community?
Man, hashtag get money. Hashtag get money. That's it. I want to know what that link is about. I'm going to click that. Hashtag get money. Now, granted, I'm not on social media. However,
right.
If I was, I saw hashtag get money, I'm clicking that hashtag to hyperlink me to the nearest census information. There continues to be pop-up shops around Muskegon. We just did one at Health West this past weekend. But there are so many opportunities, PA, and the biggest thing is being advocates for each other, man. While we may not trust selected city officials or governmental processes, we generally trust the people we network with daily. And so if you've completed the census, that means you're now responsible for being that person that generates that dialogue in your circle or your community. Don't assume somebody else is registered. Ask them.
Right.
Especially if y'all share community ties, because that's your village.
Right.
That money is coming to your neighborhood, man. And so, you know, Muskegon Heights can really help set the trend for that by simply having that dialogue, having that discussion. If you pop up at the gas station or you pop up at a food spot and you see somebody you ain't seen in them, hey, man, you still live around here? Yeah, that's cool. Oh, yeah. You registered for the census? Oh, man, I ain't doing that. Why not? Ain't you tired of this street? Looking like it's been looking for the past 6 months.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know, it all go together.
It goes together. Now, what website should they go to? What's the best website? Because there's a lot of different websites out there. What's the best website to go to get information?
Well, you could do the one that I said, my 2020, or you can just shorten that up even more and go to www.census.gov. Census with a C. CENSUS.gov.
Wow. Who would have thought, man, that we could kick it like this about the census, man? That was very informative, Mickey. And I'm glad I took care of mine earlier. But if you're on the fence and you haven't done it, Mickey laid out the reasons why you need to get it done by the 30th. Now, here's questions I got for you, because this ain't got nothing to do with the census. You are a writer. You're an actor. Now you're a professional dancer. You're a rapper. Have you done anything about this whole George Floyd situation? Have you came out with a track that we haven't got it yet?
Man, if I tell you, we'll have to talk in private. Yeah,
because I know you writing, brother. I know you writing.
Movement for the people, man.
I know.
The thing about our time, PA, about, you know, George Floyd and every other brother and sister that were murdered,
right,
at the hands of reckless policing officials who operate with bias, Obviously, that's not a reflection on our entire policing force, but it is a grave reflection on the system that we living in that would allow those things to happen, right?
Right.
And so we don't get to turn this off, man. I'm a black man day in and day out, and so
right.
my mind is always thoughtful on this next generation and the information that we're providing for them and the work we're doing for them. So much like EPA, I mean, I've learned from you, Big Rob, you know, so many other officials and men and women respected in this community who do outreach, is just to keep pushing the message. Sometimes I think we get lost in trying to do big gestures of grandeur, right? And
right.
we want to throw an event. We want to throw a big event at a park. And we want to get 100 million people together. And we miss the opportunity to simply have a dialogue with that young man or woman that we come across, right?
Right?
Utilizing those opportunities, because I don't care how big of an event you have, there's still going to be some people you miss. And
right.
then on top of that, we don't get to impact or decide who we impact, PA.
Right.
You know, you've done Kids Free Trip to Africa. You've done Peace Jam. You've done rallies. And different people have different experiences. But it's your job to keep pushing the message. So as far as a collective work, Big Bro, that's the move right there, man. It's
right.
to really keep walking in this day in and day out and really working behind the scenes to create not just equality, but equity.
How's the Young Kings?
For our people.
Young Kings.
Comedic Kings, moving forward, Big Bro, moving forward. We're
That's
officially
good.
A 501c3.
Yes.
Tax exempt status.
There you go.
Status, so
yes.
We're
yes.
moving forward, man. The young men are doing great. Everybody's working or in school. A couple of them have graduated high school, going into college. So we're 2 years in running, and you know, God is good, man. The partnerships will continue to materialize. I mean, obviously, anybody that has heard that name knows that 103.7 and Comedic King, we rock strong, man.
No doubt.
And it's really just building, continuing to build. Like I say, when we came on, continuing the work of our predecessors. I meant you too. You know, it's not
you.
Just our ancestors, but our predecessors, man. And brothers and sisters like you have really helped lay the work for young men and women here in the county of Muskegon and Muskegon Heights.
Well, Mickey, you know, we still got the commitment, man. We still got to commit with the Comedics when we go to Africa. Now, whenever this thing is done, you know, man, we got those kids that you already raised some of the money.
Here, man. We trying to get some dual citizenships going on.
There you go. There you go.
We want Comedic Kings in Ghana. We want K2 cover the globe. You hear me?
Right.
We coming after all the little brown brothers and sisters. But
thank you, man. I know we were supposed to talk about the census, but I just couldn't get you on the phone and not talk about other issues. Now, man, it's been a while. So Muskegon,
indeed, he's
still here. He's still in Muskegon. But he's on a higher calling. We miss you on radio. Didn't have to worry about anything when you were here, man. But God is using you in other ways. And I'm proud of you, man. Just got to say that, brother. I'm proud of you. And
appreciate that.
And I'm sure Health West know they got a good one. And you, bro.
Hey, y'all.
and your boss. You came in as a boss, man.
Man, don't be putting all that out there. People gonna think I got money.
Yeah,
man.
Oh yeah, you got that, bro. You like, Mick, you ain't coming in mopping no flows. What are y'all talking about?
Hey, I still mop flows, man. I ain't gonna never ask nobody to do something I don't gonna do. I'm mopping flows. I'm like Big Rob. If I don't look like I got money, they won't ask me.
But, oh, there you go. And he certainly do that. Yeah.
He does it well,
though. Right, man. That dude be loaded with cash too. All right.
But yes, man. The message is pure. The message is strong. Census 2020, Muskegon Heights. We have to get those numbers up. This census only happens every 10 years. PA, there is a move that I know you are aware of when it comes to cities doing developing and economic planning
right.
and how they position buildings. When we look at downtown, we have to remember that didn't happen in a year. That happened
right.
10, 15 years ago
exactly.
on paper.
Right.
There was a plan called Muskegon 2020 already years ago that now we're seeing the fruits of it. So registering for the census this year is how we're able to look 10 years out and plan for our economic equity, especially in communities of color where we are often underrepresented. We want more money, get counted. Census. www.census.gov. Go fill it out.
Wow. Thank you, brother. Love you, man. Continue to bless folks, okay?
Hey, we doing this work together, man. Let's keep it up.
All right. Take care. All right.
Peace.
All right, family. That was Mickey Wallace speaking on the census, the deadline, September the 30th. Make sure you get counted, family. It's easy. It's simple. Back to my music.